Good afternoon to our listeners. Thank you for listening to The Gospel Explosion. Coming up right after this, the message from Dr. Michael and Drew Orange.
Sunday morning to you, coming to you from the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church of San Bernardino, California. This is Pastor Dr. Michael Andrew Owens, and I am pleased to welcome you to share in this internet broadcast fellowship that we have. We celebrate the Word of God on this blessed day. I trust that you are already in the spirit of Christmas, that spirit does not leave you when the holiday is over or comes upon you just because a holiday is upcoming. But every day is a day of thanksgiving. Every day is a day to rejoice always that Jesus is always with us. Blessed be his name, and blessed be the Spirit of our God. All righty, the message for today is found in the book of Romans, chapter 14, verse 17. Romans 14, verse 17, in the New King James Version. It says, "For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. I want to use the theme, the joy is Jesus. The joy is Jesus. A whole lot of food and free-flowing drinks of whatever kind is the norm for how we celebrate holidays and special occasions. And I don't want to be a party pooper or a spoiler of any of the good times you have planned. But you have to remember, the kingdom of this world is not the kingdom of our God. Jesus came to save us and transform the kingdom of this world into the kingdom of our God. Several years ago, when I lived in Detroit, I was a tag-along at a Christmas party hosted by the late, great Aretha Franklin. A tag-along, meaning I wasn't there because she knew me. I was there because I drove a person there she knew very well. I had food and beverage aplenty at Aretha Franklin's Christmas party. She rented out a music hall, cleared out the stadium chairs, and replaced them with round tables and white tablecloths. There was so much food, you could come at the buffet from two different directions and not hinder anybody else trying to fill up their plate. I thought I was going to need a wheelbarrow for somebody to roll me out of there. The entertainment featured Olita Adams and the Four Tops, and Aretha sang a couple songs herself. It was a Christmas party. And trust me, there was no reason for a saint at the celebration to be embarrassed or offended. As a matter of fact, one of the local bishops, the Baptist kind, offered the prayer of blessing. But admittedly, that party wasn't much about Jesus. He was mentioned a time or two. It was more about looking good and eating well and celebrating the generosity of a living legend. That's all well and good, and I greatly enjoyed the experience. But when it comes to celebrating Christmas, when it comes to being thankful for another year passing and a new year approaching, Jesus is the reason for my season. Jesus is the joy. I love the family God gave me, but they are all gone. Food and beverage are not always my friends. Sometimes I have to deny my body in the interest of good health, and sometimes turn the plate down altogether so the spirit can be better fed. I like nice things as much as the next person, but there's nothing you can buy at the mall or online that can satisfy the soul. The stores have been full of people buying what they think will make somebody happy. The day after Christmas, many of those same people will be in the customer service line returning what they thought was the ideal gift. You announce a good sale, and crowds will come. Let us announce to the world that Jesus is born and salvation is free. Go tell it on the mountain that the real joy is Jesus. This word in Romans says, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. It is no accident, no coincidence, that we have so much calamity and confusion in the world at Christmas. Murders of unarmed black men still claim our attention. Hate crimes abound, not under cover, but out in the open. booing venom that amplifies our lack of civility and inhumane response toward one another's differences. A new election season is upon us for some of the highest offices in the land. But it feels more like Halloween than Christmas, with villains of democracy in costume as superheroes, promising to return the nation to greatness. If we really want justice, then we must first embrace God's righteousness. Peace on earth and goodwill toward men will only happen when Jesus is born in our hearts and his righteousness is the path we choose to follow. Not having our own righteousness, which is of the law, says Paul, but the righteousness that is through faith in Jesus Christ. Laws were passed a long time ago that were supposed to protect us from being shot because of the color of our skin. And there are also laws like stand your ground and laws governing the use of deadly force that allow us to be shot on camera and officers of the law not even be indicted to answer for their actions in a court of law. Laws can be manipulated. Politically co-opted judges can be appointed even to the Supreme Court. Voting rights can be suppressed, and civil rights and human rights can be denied. But righteousness remains the same. And when righteousness shines its heavenly light among us, it uncovers what's been going on in the darkness. Righteousness reveals what's right and what's wrong, what's good and what is evil. You can't leave that up to elected or appointed governmental officials or hired guns and mercenaries. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there is no other. Jesus is the way. The kingdom of God is righteousness, says the scriptures, and the kingdom of God is peace. Jesus said, the peace I give is not as the world gives. The world promotes a peace based on how much money you have, how much power you wield, who you know in high places. But there are a lot of rich folk in the grave because they couldn't buy their peace of mind. Michael Jackson couldn't buy a good night's sleep. The USA is the most powerful nation on earth, but that didn't stop terrorists from crashing planes and the skyscrapers on 9/11. If you want peace complete and joy unspeakable, something that doesn't go up and down with the headlines or the stock market or election results, we need Jesus. And the way to receive Jesus is through receiving the Holy Ghost by faith in his name. Paul says the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy in the Holy Ghost isn't like being happy because you hit the number and won the lottery, or you got what you asked Santa for this Christmas. Joy in the Holy Ghost is to know for yourself what it is to call Jesus Emmanuel, because you know he is with you, dwelling inside you and making you over day by day. Joy in the Holy Ghost is your assurance that a righteous God will not allow trouble to last always. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Joy in the Holy Ghost is your peace that nothing in this world can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Joy in the Holy Ghost can't be hijacked, can't be repossessed, because the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. The joy is Jesus, I tell you, and he lives in you and me. The joy is Jesus. So let all saints proclaim his worthy praise forevermore. Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. Glory be to God. Is there room in your heart for Jesus? He will come and give you fullness of joy. I prayed this morning, this afternoon, this evening, whatever time zone you're in, you would recognize that it's time to give yourself to the Lord that made you, that created you for himself. I pray that this season will not be lost on you, that you will not come through it only receiving gifts that are pretty wrapped in pretty paper. And I pray that you will not just go to parties and have a good time, but that something will be stirring in your soul that says, I want the Lord to come into my life, and I want to give my life to the one who came to set me free. We invite you to do so. We invite you to share in the ministries of the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church to help you get to know Jesus better so we can all be more like him. Let that be your plea today, and the Lord will answer with the gift of his grace and mercy. So let it be written, so let it be done, so let it be real in your life. Amen and amen. If you are still sharing with us, then I'm going to ask you to prepare for the celebration of the Lord's Supper as I walk you through the Apostle Paul's message to the Christian church about how to conduct this remembrance in honor of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning at verse 23, it reads, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.' For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. So then whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves." I pray this morning, this afternoon, this evening, in whatever time zone you are in, that you are open to fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ in the manner with which he has called the saints of God together. You have with you your bread or crackers, your fruit juice, to be signs of your faith that you are a believer in the sacrifice of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ for our sins. And I welcome you to share in this ordinance. As you have the bread, as you have the wine, let us give thanks as the Lord himself gave thanks for standing in our place and to be the chastisement of our sins. Lord God, we thank you and we honor and adore you for being the one who took our sins away and nailed them upon the cross. We thank you, Lord God, for continuing to offer yourself as our Savior, for continuing to be our advocate, our very best friend, our Redeemer and Lord. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that those under the sound of my voice would receive this gift of grace as you have given it to us to continue to have a closer walk with you. Bless the elements that have been set aside and prepared for this use, and may they be signs of the faith that we believe the report. My brethren, let us receive the bread, which was likened unto his body. Take and eat together. Thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord for the word made flesh dwelling among us. And let us receive this gift of grace, Lord God, that we might be those who continue to be called by your name and honor you as Lord of our lives. In Jesus' name. Let us now receive the cup of blessing. Jesus said he would not drink it again until he drinks it with us anew in the kingdom of God. As for now, may you bless, Lord, this drink offering as we receive with thanksgiving your sacrifice of blood to cover the multitude of our sins. Let all, Lord God, who have the faith to believe in the report, receive unto themselves this gift of salvation, this gift of cleansing, this gift of strength and power to walk in the way that you have shown us how. We celebrate in the name of Jesus. Drink ye all of it. And may the Lord bless you real good. Glory be to God. Let us go and live as our Lord has shown us how, for he is the perfect example for what it means to be pleasing in the sight of God. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing with us. And we pray the peace of God be with you always. Amen.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Oh, living this moment, because of you, I wanna thank you and praise you too. Your grace. A sinner like me to save the world. Salvation is free. There were times when I just didn't do right. Oh, just as demanded that I should die. But grace and mercy said, oh no, oh no, oh no, we've already paid the price. You see, I once was blind, but thank God I can see. It was because of grace and mercy.
We're living in a day and time where being politically correct is popular. Let me turn that around again. We're living in a day and time where everybody's saying the name God, but nobody wants to say the name Jesus. We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees and have to confess that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So I want every blood-washed believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here,
tell them
that there's something about the name.
Something, y'all.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name.
Yeah. It is the sweetest thing.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
And I love that name.
Oh, how I love the name Jesus. Oh, how I love the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name. Yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Just take a minute and explain to them what you're really trying to say. What you really trying to say?
Some people say I'm crazy, but
I can't explain.
I can't explain.
The power
that I feel
when you call his name.
When I call your name.
That fire.
Said it's just like fire.
Where's it at? Where's
it at? Shut up! When the Holy Ghost gets a movement, said he won't leave me alone.
We're the winners, y'all. We're the winners, y'all. Everybody.
Something about the name. Something about the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
Wave at me if you love that name.
Oh,
is the sweetest name, yeah.
How sweet is it? I want you to tell Detroit for a minute. How sweet is it? Sweeter than honey.
Said it's sweeter than honey. From the honeycomb.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When the Holy Ghost gets to moving,
just won't leave you alone.
Said he won't leave me alone.
Oh, no. Now tell every Muslim every Jew, at the name of
at
Jesus.
At the name of Jesus.
What's going to happen to me?
Every knee has got to bow.
Well, tell them to wait.
You don't have to wait till the fire comes.
What can they do?
You can clap your hands.
Right now.
Praise
right
him
now.
Oh, yeah.
Detroit, let me hear you.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about that name.
Something about the name Jesus.
Is the sweetest name. Yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
Everybody lift your hands and worship with us.
And come on.
I know.
Everybody, let me hear you.
I know.
If you've ever gone through something, say.
Erase the strain. You left no one
to care,
but you promised me.
Give you my trust. Now I Well, we're getting ready to take you back now. Sweet home. Well, it's a beautiful home.
other day. We were talking about how God has made a way. How he woke us up this morning and started us on our way. How he made old death behave just so we can see another day. Said that's why I praise him. Said he's been so good to me.
That's why I praise.
That's why I praise him. Yes, I do. You ought to praise him too. Yeah. Trials come on every hand, but they only come to make us strong. So no matter your situation or your circumstance, God will never leave you, nor will he forsake.
Every day of my life, I'll give him praise. He's
every kindred, every tribe, from every nation, we give your name all praise today. And we glorify you in all the earth, in all the earth. I glorify everybody. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Glorify him. Sing hallelujah to the Lord, for he is worthy. Glorify him. Sing hallelujah.
gotta be where you are. Come on, raise it before him, say, wanna be where you are.
Gotta be where you are.
I wanna be where
tell him
I wanna be where you are.
Make that